Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome back. A few minutes after 8, it's a Friday morning. We've got a little bit extra pep in our step because the weekend is coming up. And for some of us, probably for most of us, next week is a short week, right? Now, it's a short week for me because I'm working Monday and Tuesday. It's a short week for you. You're working Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But for most people who recognize Christmas, they're going to have the Christmas holiday off.
Well, right? It's funny because I'm laughing because Ethan didn't take the 26th off. So it's
hilarious.
Poor Ethan.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, you get that feeling, though, when you realize that all your other coworkers took the day off and you didn't.
I'm fine with it.
Hold down the fort for us there, Ethan. We appreciate that.
I do it for the listeners.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Thank you for taking one for the team there. We appreciate that. Did you get caught in the rain yesterday? I mentioned this off the start of the show this morning. I looked like a drowned rat at just before noon yesterday when that rainstorm hit. I was at a Schnucks. It started sprinkling when I was inside. I have a cart with about 6 bags in it. And a big roll of toilet paper, a big package of toilet paper. And I walk out of Schnucks there at Baxter and Clarkson Road. And it's sprinkling. Like, I can see the rain on the ground. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to make a run for it. I won't get that wet. I was at the far end of the parking lot. And by the time I got to my truck, it's like a light switch got turned on. And it was a monsoon. And here I am with a cartload of groceries, and I had to unload them. I'm throwing them into my truck, and then I dropped the toilet paper thing and had to pick that up and scoop it in, and I turn around to put the cart in the little stall so it doesn't blow into somebody's car, and the closest one was like 30 feet away. So then I had to run over in the monsoon and put the cart away. By the time I got back to the car, I was soaked. My shirt and pullover were soaked. My shoes were soaked. My hair, I had water dripping down my face. It looked like I'd stepped out of the shower.
It's always that decision you have to make when it starts raining and you're standing in the store with your groceries and you're like, okay, do I make a run for it now and hope it doesn't pick up? Or do I wait it out, but I could be here for another hour?
Man, it was heavy, at least there. I don't know if everybody got that or not, but that was a little bit of a mess. Hope you were able to avoid that. We are going to talk a little bit more this hour. We got our Queen of Hearts drawing before the bottom of the hour. Our friend Dennis Hancock is going to join us in the next segment. We'll also talk a little bit more about that TPUSA event that it's still going. It's going on all weekend. It kicked off yesterday with Erica Kirk as the keynote speaker. But then Ben Shapiro and Tucker Carlson, and Shapiro held nothing back, blasting people like Candace Owens. And some people were very critical of Tucker Carlson, even though he was an invited guest at this event yesterday. So once again, you get to the point where the left would never allow something like that, and this very conservative organization is allowing dissenting voices to come in there and speak their mind, because it's kind of what Charlie Kirk was all about, was talking to people about what their positions were on things and trying to convince them that they were wrong in many cases. So we'll get to some of that for you. I'll play some of that even in the short list here in just a minute. So why don't we go ahead and hit that for me, Ethan, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
We are going to get my husband's friend, J.D. Vance, elected for 48 in the most resounding way possible.
Yeah, that was Erica Kirk yesterday getting a round of applause there with her endorsement of J.D. Vance at the AmFest out in Arizona. When she first said that, I thought she had misspoken. I thought she meant getting J.D. Vance elected in 28, but she said as 48, so as the 48th president. It took me even a second to register what she was getting at there, because that's what he'll be, whoever the next president is. So she's endorsing J.D. Vance already.
Charlie Kirk was not a pimple on Rob Reiner's ass when it comes to influence, when it comes to impact, when it comes to anything else. I don't say anything bad, but for God's sakes, don't dare compare Charlie Kirk to Rob Reiner.
comparing Charlie Kirk to Meathead, let me get this straight. No, that's not a comparison, because Reiner didn't hold a candle to Charlie Kirk. And in a debate, Charlie Kirk would have chewed him up and spit him out. I wonder if that ever happened. We need to go back and find out if those two ever had a conversation. Wow, because Reiner was way out there.
The insurance companies own the Democrat Party. They own it. They're going to have to decide, do they want to do the right thing, or do they want to be beholden to insurance companies.
Yeah, the president trying to get out in front of this for sure. He wants to fix the health care problem. He's not going to get any cooperation from the Democrats. So it seems to me like now would be the time to end the filibuster and get some things done while we can.
Rating Quinnipiac has been polling this question for the better part of the 21st century. They have never found Democrats, at least those in Congress, in worse shape than they are right now.
Wow. How about that? CNN having to admit that yesterday. I thought Kate Baldwin was going to pass out when they had to admit that. That's their guy that follows polls. And that was a Quinnipiac poll on the popularity of the Democrat Party in America right now. When you think about that, the Democrats are saying, oh, look, you know, we won with Zohran Mamdani. We won this race in a blue state, which wasn't a surprise, the governorship of New Jersey or Virginia, for that matter. Neither of those were a surprise. The Republican was the underdog in both of those cases. But to hear the left tell it, people are coming around to the Democratic Party. Not so much, apparently, except a few young people whose brains have not fully developed yet. Their cerebral cortex is not fully developed, and they're voting for socialism because they haven't lived. They want everything given to them. That's we know they're out there. We just have to outvote them because you're not going to convince them otherwise. Here was that full report when Kate Baldwin, even when she tossed over to him, listen.
How are voters feeling about Democrats right now?
Yeah, I mean, Democrats in the minds of the American public are lower than the Dead Sea. What are we talking about here? Well, let's take a look. The net approval rating for Democrats in Congress, you said it, Kate Baldwin, the lowest ever. Look at this. Overall, they are 54. 5 points underwater. Their approval rating is south of 20%. It's even worse when you look at independents. Look at this. Negative 61 points. That means that their approval rating is 61 points lower than their disapproval rating. Quinnipiac has been polling this question for the better part of the 21st century. They have never found Democrats, at least those in Congress, in worse shape than they are right now.
Wow. Think about that. Now, what's the silver lining there? Well, they're not, for the most part, many of them are, you know, the Democrats are selling the affordability line. People might agree with it that things are more expensive, but there's a golden opportunity here for conservatives and Republicans because people don't believe the Democratic Party has the answers. So but here's a couple things you need to work on. You, all of us, between now and November, you've got to talk to people about what the real issues are in America and the fact that gasoline and a lot of prices are coming down and that many more are going to now that we have slowly reversed the ship and turned it around from the dramatic mistakes by the last captain, Joe Biden, who was asleep at the wheel. Huge differences are happening with manufacturing, with investments, with tariff revenue, with your taxes going down, with the border being closed. All of these things are positives. And it's just going to take a couple of months more for it to start hitting people in the pocketbook. If that happens, if the president's right, this economy is going to explode, sort of like it did yesterday when inflation came in at 2.7%. And I hope the messaging is there for the Republicans because they have the opportunity to do that. All right. Coming up yesterday, Sam Page made us all extremely happy. Even in the middle of a thunderstorm yesterday, I was grinning ear to ear because Page is out. He's not running again. He's not going to run for reelection. Couldn't be happier about that. Are we trading one tyrant for another with his Democrat primary opponent? I don't know. We'll have to find out. But the Republican who's running would be a great option. His name is Dennis Hancock. He's a current county councilman. He's going to.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Join us. All right. Well, I was trying to play something here, and it's not working for some odd reason. I'm not quite sure what's going on, but it was the sound yesterday of the TV news announcing that Sam Page is not seeking re-election, and he promises that instead of having to play politics, he'll be able to focus on his job a little more than he currently does. I guess that means he'll show up to a few more meetings. I don't know. He's like absent all the time. Maybe it's because he's meeting with his lawyers for the criminal charges that he's currently facing. That could be it, but that's speculation on my part. I tell you what, let's get to our friend, Councilman. I almost put you in Congress, Dennis Hancock. How are you?
I'm not sure that's a compliment, Mark.
Sorry. Councilman Dennis Hancock joining us, who is, of course, also a candidate for county executive next year. So did you see this coming?
You know, I told somebody several weeks ago that I thought he would probably resign. I didn't see this aspect of him just staying in office and being a lame duck for a year. I think that somebody asked me yesterday if I thought that it was going to improve things between him and the council, and I just think there's been too much water under that bridge to heal that relationship. And, you know, we're going to be looking at him as somebody who has no power anymore. So he can come and do what he wants to do, but the council right now is pretty much in charge.
Wow, lame duck status, is that what you're saying?
Right, exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah, I thought of it that way. I guess he's he probably doesn't look at it that way. But, I mean, the budget mess we're in, he kind of owns that, doesn't he?
Well, he does. And you know, I think that when you look at, you know, what we were handed was an $81 million budget hole. We got it down to about roughly $30 million. And so I think, you know, we did a pretty good job of reducing the deficit without a tax increase.
Right.
And, you know, with a minimal amount coming out of the NFL settlement, which none of us were happy about. I think we would have all preferred to take the deficit down to zero. But we also recognize that to do that in one budget cycle was probably just not feasible.
Well, Dennis, clearly over the past 7 years, in my opinion, and I think the opinion of a lot of others, what Page has given us is a roadmap of how not to lead county government. So tell us what you would do differently as county executive than what we've lived through the past 7 years.
Well, I think, first of all, I have a track record that I can point to, and so when people are asked, "Well, what are you going to do?" I have evidence that can back it up because I've done it. When I was a mayor for 12 years, every year we balanced our budget. Every year we provided exceptional service to our residents, and I think that And then when Chrysler went away and we faced a 15% budget cut, we were able to do that without even discussing any sort of tax increase or anything like that. So that's what I would do differently, is bring that calm experience to the county executive's office and face problems that I've already solved in the past. Albeit on a bigger scale, but it's all a matter of perspective.
Yeah, and how about like some of the COVID era decisions? I mean, he was all about, I don't know if he credited to his experience as a physician, he was all about just handing over your right to go to the store to the, you know, county medical director and telling you, no, you got to sit in a tent outside of a restaurant because that's different than sitting inside of the restaurant. I mean, some of the policies were just insane. He drove people out of St. Louis County over that.
Yeah, no, I think that, you know, when we look back at that time and you look at the results that came out of that, you know, when you compare us to, say, St. Charles County, where they didn't put any of those restrictions in place, the two counties side by side came out of it with almost the same rates of infection at that time. So all of those restrictions, shutting down businesses, shutting down churches, shutting down schools, had no impact on the rate of infection of COVID. It just simply caused havoc in the lives of ordinary St. Louis Countyans.
Yeah, well, I hope that's a when we get down to a debate here at some point between you and whoever ends up being the Democrat nominee for county executive, I hope somebody somewhere asks that question. How would you have handled that differently? Because I can't imagine the Democrat is going to come out and not defend what Sam Page did. So I thank you for answering that honestly. I appreciate that.
No, I think that's a fair question to ask. You know, those are the types of things that a county executive is going to have to face, and you need somebody there who's lived through those types of and made those types of decisions and knows a way to get through that maze of difficult decisions and has done it before. When I look at the prospective Democrats, I don't see any of them that have that experience.
I've been reporting this morning on that proposed cell phone tower that would go in your district, right? It was the intersection of Sappington and Lindbergh, and I understand some residents have pushed back on that. I assume just aesthetically and concerns about that, right, health-wise. Mm-hmm. What's the latest with that? Because did I see you're pushing back on that, or what's the status?
Yeah, what we did on Tuesday was we referred that to our Public Improvements Committee, where we will have, and I'm a member of that committee, and what we'll do is we will have a hearing at some time in January on that proposal. We've committed to those residents that we will notify them in advance so that they can actually plan to come. And, you know, one of the options was to give it back to the Planning and Zoning Commission, where, you know, people were notified after the fact. We had the hearing, I believe, was on the 8th of December. The postcards were sent out were postmarked the 5th, and most people didn't get them until the 9th or 10th. Well, that's no, you know, given all of the consternation that we've gone through over the last few years about the inefficiencies in St. Louis County government and the lack of transparency, this just fits into that same pattern. And so we want the council is taking control of the situation. We're having our Public Improvements Committee hear it, and then we'll make a decision going forward as to whether or not we approve it or don't approve it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's going to be an interesting year, and Dennis, we're going to be following you through this race, and of course, wish you the best of luck, my friend. Thanks for giving us some time this morning.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate you having me on. Merry Christmas to you and Tim and all of your listeners.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Dennis Hancock there, county councilman and running for St. Louis County Executive. Against, we assume, whoever the Democratic nominee is. I think Brian Williams is his name.
That sounds
I think
right.
That's it. Who's a state senator. I don't know him. Be glad to have him on and try to talk about some of these issues once we find out more details on the whole thing. All right, coming up, we've got our Guns and Hoses Queen of Hearts drawing. We'll tell you the winner in just a few minutes. Stay tuned.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Guns N' Hoses, Queen of Hearts, benefiting the St. Louis Backstoppers.
The official radio station of Guns N' Hoses, proud to be that and proud to help them out this year. It was a lot of fun. By the way, the raffle goes on all year round. We're raising money for Guns N' Hoses. The money goes to Backstoppers, as you know. The pot right now is $9,000. $215 when the card was drawn this morning. $215. The winner today, the card was a 3 of clubs in slot 51. 51 is the slot, and the winner's going to get $25 on their $5 bet. So you can, they're $5 each. You can buy 5 and get 1 free, and you have a chance at winning half of that jackpot if you draw the Queen of Hearts. Good luck to you. You can buy your tickets at stlgunsandhoses.com. That's the website, stlgunsandhoses.com, and get in there today, and good luck to you. We appreciate that, and we appreciate what they do at Guns N' Hoses. Great people over there, for sure. I think, Kim, maybe I had water on the brain. Is that possible? Because 2 times I've told the story this morning of getting caught in that monsoon yesterday outside of my truck, and I was soaking wet like a rat. And I correctly described the fact that I was in Schnucks when it started raining, but I said I was at Baxter and Clarkson. I was at Kersmill and Clarkson. I apologize. I was at that store at Kersmill and Clarkson. Somebody questioned us on the text line and said I'm giving the wrong store. I must have been at Deerberg's. Nope, I was at Schnucks.
Which is funny because I was wondering that too, because I grew up going to that Deerberg's at Clarkson and Baxter.
And Baxter, mm-hmm. Yep, certainly. I've been there plenty of times. But this was the newer, somewhat smaller store there at the corner of Kersmill and Clarkson, and that's where I got caught in the maelstrom yesterday.
Do you like getting caught in the rain and drinking pina coladas?
I do not like being caught in the rain. I do like a pina colada every once in a while if I'm on a beach. I would have to be on a beach to enjoy that. When we went on that cruise to that private island for Royal Caribbean last year, I had a few pina coladas.
I love
it was
pina
very
coladas.
Hot. It was hot
Ethan,
out there.
You're shaking your head.
What's the matter?
Don't like coconut.
Really?
Oh, is that it? You're an anti-coconut person.
You don't
just
like
not in that.
Not Almond Joy?
I like coconut on some things, just not those drinks. I don't like them.
Yeah. They can sneak up on you. That's for sure. Also, by the way, earlier I was referring out again. We're getting back to messages we get in here on the text line. Some are positive, some are negative. One accused me of trying to run off my listeners this morning, and I wasn't at all. Because if you could text us as well, 314-241-9797. I was referring to the one and only Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And in referring to her, Kim, I referred to her as somebody with crazy real estate agent eyes. Crazy real estate agent lady.
Yeah, that lady with like the laser beams out of her eyes.
Yes, yes. Don't you remember that? It was back in like 2015 or 2016. It went viral. The lady is a real estate agent up in like British Columbia, and she posted these ads all over town. And basically the message of her ad was to, take... Let me put a new set of eyes on it or something like that with lasers shooting out of her eyes. She's got like big eyes to begin with, like Ocasio-Cortez. So the crazy real estate eyes came from that. I wasn't defaming all real estate agents.
I think we were angering a lot of people because of our what we think about Trump reclassifying marijuana.
Well, people did get a little fired up about that this morning. They're firing one up and complaining to us at the same time, I guess. I don't know.
Bob Onder agrees with us.
Yes, and he's a medical doctor. He's a medical doctor. He understands. Now, while we may have lost that argument because the law has changed, I said earlier, you're welcome to do what you want. I'm just a little irritated that it is treated so differently in the eyes of the law. Then, like, I can't drive down the street and be drinking out of a bottle of bourbon. I enjoy bourbon, but I don't drink and drive. I don't drive down the street and tip up a bottle of bourbon so the person next to me looks over and sees me drinking it.
I just wave
at him and move on, right? I don't do that because I'd get arrested if I did that. But I see a lot of people driving down the street smoking a big joint. And just like nothing's going on, don't mind that they're making the world smell like a skunk's rear end. And that's okay. That seems to be okay.
Oh,
so that's my only gripe with it. Smoke what you want. Do what you want to your body. Why not just eat an edible and then I don't have to smell it? That would make me happy.
I just don't support it in general. Not a fan. Also not a fan of smelling the skunk scent, especially when I have my... Now, two boys, and you're going to some public place, and it's these, kids who are smoking, and it's just disgusting.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You do walk by people sometimes who reek of it so much, it just about takes your breath away, or you want to hold your nose when you walk past them, and they are oblivious to it, just oblivious to it. And there may be people that don't like the smell of cigars. I get that.
Cigars smell a lot better than weed.
Well, it's also not intoxicating, so you're not being really exposed to something intoxicating if you choose to do that. I don't know. I'm just pointing that out there. Dealing with a few of the issues on the text line this morning. For sure. All right. I mentioned earlier, I played the bite from Erica Kirk. She was speaking at a big TPUSA event last night. And, I thought that she did a fantastic job talking about, she's taken a lot of heat. And I'm not just talking about from Candace Owens. She's taken a lot of heat from people who don't think she was acting enough like they think, I guess, the way they think a grieving widow should act, because she was still going out and giving speeches that Charlie had planned to give, and she was promoting his book and doing TV interviews and all of this stuff. And for some reason, people were judging her over that. She addressed that a little bit last night and said that I'm completing what Charlie had started. All of these things leading up to and including AmFest, which is going on in Arizona, I made a commitment that I'm going to carry through my husband's vision for these things, including the release of his book. And I've done that. And she talked a little bit more about her husband last night as well. Listen. Whoops. What has happened here? I'm having some audio problems over here.
I was going to ask if you figured it out.
I'm going to blame you. I'm not sure this is this is on
Mars.
Don't take that, Ethan.
But my husband didn't build this movement so people could feel comfortable. He built this movement so people could feel brave and to be brave with action. so people could see on full display that when you stop talking to people, especially those that you disagree with, you are the one that actually becomes weaker. Let that sink in.
Yeah. And he did welcome debate with everyone, and I'm glad that she brought that up last night. Now, two other people spoke at that event. There were two other headliners. There are going to be a lot of people speaking over the course of the weekend. One of them was Ben Shapiro, who took on Candace Owens directly. Like, he directly referred to her and some of the things she'd been saying about Erica Kirk, and I respect that. I'm glad that he did it. He stood up. Candace Owens was not there, by the way. Here he is.
So, if Candace Owens decides to spend every day since the murder of Charlie Kirk casting aspersions at TPUSA and the people who work here, who worked with Charlie every single day, his best friends, to cast aspersions at Mikey McCoy and Andrew Colvin and Blake Neff and Tyler Boyer and, yes, at Erica Kirk, and to imply or outright claim complicity in a cover-up over Charlie's murder, to spew absolutely baseless trash implicating everyone from French intelligence to Mossad to members of TPUSA in Charlie's murder or a cover-up in that murder, then we, as people with a microphone, have a moral obligation to call that out by name.
I think he must have also made some comments about Tucker Carlson, because when Carlson got up to speak, I don't know if he was third or fourth in line after Erica, he said, some people on the stage have taken issue with me tonight. So I'm assuming maybe that was Ben Shapiro.
It was Ben Shapiro.
I didn't hear Shapiro specifically mention Tucker. I did hear him specifically mention Candace in the portions I listened to. But Tucker had some interesting things to say as well for his appearance there, and defending white men of all things, and with DEI and some of the bias that's gone on in the country in recent years. I'm going to get to that for you and much more when we come back after the break. Stay tuned. All right. Welcome back here to the show this morning. A couple of birthdays we have to get out of the way. Of course, the big one was yesterday, because that was Kim's birthday, so we got that taken care of. But a couple more people that are familiar to people listening to the show are having birthdays today, and we want to give them a shout-out. One would be State Senator Nick Schroer is having a big birthday today, so we wish him a very happy birthday. Again, he's even closer to Christmas than you are.
Wow, that's true.
Hitting it kind of close. I'm sure he's going to be celebrating with family and friends today. And also our buddy Bo Matthews, who is probably out there soaking in the thought tub this morning and listening to the show. And Bo is having a birthday today. I don't know which one that is for him, but I wish him a very happy birthday.
You have to say it like
great
this.
Human
happy
being.
Birthday,
happy birthday, Bo.
Bo
Matthews. I just about can't get my voice that deep. I don't have a set of pipes like Bo Matthews. That's rough. Trying to do that. All right, back to what I was saying about Shapiro and Tucker Carlson and all of them. So Tucker was at a TPUSA event last night, AmFest or whatever it's called. Here's one of the first things that he talked about, and that was the fact that him being there in and of itself has been a long topic of discussion and one that Charlie himself was actively involved in.
Deplatform and denounce. Why haven't you denounced somebody else? The whole like Red Guard Cultural Revolution thing that we so hated and feared on the left, that we did everything we could to usher in a new time where you could have an actual debate. I mean, this kind of was the whole point of Charlie Kirk's public life. And I think that he died for it. I really believe that. And I know a lot about it because the last several months of Charlie's life were devoted in part to arguing about this event, in fact, this speech, in fact, my speech here, which he asked me to do earlier this year, this summer, and was immediately put under just immense pressure from people who give money to Turning Point, I would assume good people, but who wanted him to take me off the roster. And this has all become public, and the whole thing is so sad that I never talk about it, except to say Charlie stood firm in his often stated and deeply held belief
that people should be able to debate, and that if you have something valid to say, if you're telling the truth, you ought to be able to explain it calmly and in detail to people who don't agree with you, and that you shouldn't immediately resort to shut up racist.
Yeah. He said that's why he voted for Trump, was because of the shut up racist argument that the people on the left were making. He also had something to say about white men being discriminated against in this country.
It's not just naughty, it's immoral. And it is precisely as immoral as hating any other group. And that would include other groups in the United States that are hated and have been under attack for decades. And that would include white men who did nothing to become white men. They were born that way. And just because you have a beef with a white man, let's just say Donald Trump, doesn't mean you get to punish all the rest of the white men in the country.
Which apparently they were trying. And so, Kim, I people get tired of us talking about the Erica Kirk, Candace Owens debate. I get that. It is something that's going on in conservative circles, and it's something that we therefore have to talk about. And Liz Wheeler, who's got her own independent show these days, said something very interesting yesterday about Candace Owens' argument on this Egyptian plane issue. Her argument is that Egyptian planes have been following Candace Owens around. She found a guy who actually paid for the research to track aircraft the last 6 or 8 months or whatever, and this was the conclusion that this guy drew. Not her, but she's referring to his investigation of this issue. Listen.
I assumed for the sake of the argument, or for the sake of the debunking, I should say, that maybe that was the flight pattern of the planes. Maybe that was Erica Kirk's travel. I did not question that premise. Kanakoa said no. He purchased all this data, and 66% of the locations where the Egyptian planes were claimed to be on the spreadsheet were wrong, and 60% were so wrong they were on the wrong continent. They were on the wrong continent. We can show a picture, by the way.
So she says the research shows that what Candace Owens put out, that 66% of it was wrong. That's not where those particular Egyptian planes were. And 60% of the time they were on a different continent, not even in the United States.
Which is noteworthy, but my question would be, why were any Egyptians, even if it was just the 66%, so that means 40% of the time they were
potentially
following her, why?
Well, I don't know, following her or just happened to be on the same flight. I don't know how many Egyptian flights there are in the U.S. every day. I don't know. But Owens is clinging to that, it seems to be, as her evidence of some conspiracy in the death of Charlie Kirk. And it's something that is going to continue to be hashed out. But I'm glad there are some people investigating it now, for sure. All right. That's going to do it for us. We hope you have a great Friday, a great weekend. Get that last minute holiday shopping done. And we will be back here on Monday morning starting at 5 a.m. Have yourselves a great weekend. Kilmeade is up next. And, of course, Annie and Mark later today. We'll see you Monday morning.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.